Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome. I'm glad you're up joining me this morning or wherever you are in your day. A couple of things before we jump in today. Number one, Lisa brought up something really, really interesting in an email she sent me last night. She was mentioning the fact that the internal voice sometimes is using the second person, you can't do this. And sometimes it's saying, I can't do this. And we're actually going to talk about that tomorrow. So I wanted to mention it because we were talking about it, but I want to stick a pin in it because this is something that's interesting. The second thing is that this has been like, I'm just blown away and really appreciative to all of the things that you guys have been dumping into the little form where you've been entering your limiting beliefs and the things that are popping up in your head. That we're going to get into that a little later in the week as well. But it's such a beautiful catalog. And hearing one, thank you for being honest and sharing what's going on inside of your head. And two, hearing those stories that you are saying or typing that you know are not true but are getting in the way. Makes me glad that I'm doing this even more because I just want to talk about all of those that we can as we navigate all of this. The third thing is, as I mentioned when I sent this out, this is the way that I create stuff. Like you're watching in process how I respond to something because I'm dealing with this. And so, as you see, what we're doing is we're kind of peeling layers away. First day, we're thinking about what would happen. Just kind of feeling into it. The second day, we started getting why it was unsafe for us to do that. And this is kind of the way I work on issues, is I start as far away as I can where I can do something useful and just try and inch my way in so I can create a structure that allows me to go after something. So ultimately, once we have the entire arc of this week done and we've gone through these steps, you can then take this stuff and pick one of the steps specifically. Or as you go after a small part of this, you can actually traverse the entire arc of the 5 days, and you could actually do that as a single session. And so when all of the resources get put together at the end, I'll even give you guys some instruction on that sort of stuff. And it is clear, this is a topic that we are going to revisit again soon, like come back in another way and continue to find a way that we could work on this inside of community. So let's dive in to what we're talking about today with our little growing workbook. So this is something I was playing around with yesterday and was having a lot of fun with. Because I love kind of approaching this like, okay, what's a fun way to do this sort of thing? What would be the useful thing? What would be next? And so this is, I believe this is a concept from Be Free, Be Set Free Fast, Be Set, whatever, NIMS's work. I even looked it up before we got on here and I wrote it down and my dyslexic fingers got the letters in the wrong order, but that thing. And I learned this concept from Mary Ayers, because Mary's trained in that work. And she talks about the idea, and inside of the work they talk about is there is always an exception, meaning that our internal mind is saying, you can't, it is not possible, you will never. And there's always an exception of us doing something. Now, it might not be a one-to-one correlation, but we can recognize places in the past, like, oftentimes, like, I can't learn how to do this. Well, with the exception of breathing, every single thing you do in your life is something that you learned along the way. The fact that most of us can walk upright without much effort, like, that's a really biomechanically complicated process that we learned how to do. And so we're always in a circumstance where we can find an example of that. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to tap into one of those past experiences. And we're going to find a way to take a gift from that past experience to do it with us. So today it's going to be much more of a visualization. So as we're tapping along, I'm just going to invite you after we get started to let your fingers do the walking and just move from point to point. And so I'm just going to kind of guide you through this. So start tapping in a way that makes sense for you. Nice big deep breath. And give me one more nice big deep breath. And now, what I want you to do over the course of the last couple of days, we have surfaced I can't statements. I can't do this because I'm not smart enough. I'm not capable. It is dangerous. Find one of those I can't statements and just pick one of them. We don't need all of them. It doesn't have to be the biggest and the hairiest one, but one that feels like it is ringing regularly that is getting in the way of you taking the action that you want to be taking. And I want you to tune in as you tune into that I can't note, just be aware of, not diagnostically, but just to be aware of, as you tune into that sense of can't, what do you notice that comes along with that I can't? And it might be a tightness in the body. It might feel like a wall. For me, oftentimes when I feel a sense of resistance moving forward, it feels like the old lead blanket they used to put on you at the dentist office, or a weighted blanket now that's just kind of suppressing and holding back. Just notice it. Again, not diagnostically. And just be aware. Now, as you tune into that I can't, I want you to think of a time in your past where you have an exception to that, where you did something that was different and it was accepted. Maybe not by everybody, but it was actually accepted. Or you didn't think it was possible and you did it, or you couldn't learn it, or you failed before and you feel like you're going to fail again. And think about a time that you've gotten over that failing. But just find an example or an exception of that particular time. And I want you to imagine yourself now in the I can't stage. And I want you to imagine that younger version of you that got over that thing. Even if it's a tangential example, even if it's super small, but where you got over that particular fear. And as you see the successful version of yourself getting over, what was the resource or resources that that part had that allowed it to do it? And it might be courage, might be curiosity. Might be a sense of inhibition. Maybe it was a support from someone else who showed up to help along the way. But what were the resources or resource that allowed that younger version of us to be successful in this setting? And now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine the successful version turning to the fearful version and giving the gift of that resource. And maybe it's an energy transfer. Maybe it's a totem of some point, like it's a necklace that has a glowing jewel on it. Maybe the two just touch hands and it's almost like data being transferred over a network from one being to the other. Maybe successful is just pointing to the place inside of fearful where it already lived, where it already existed, and it's just amplifying it. And there might be multiple gifts because there might be multiple resources and they could be passed as one, they could be passed in different ways. And if you want to repeat along with me as we do this, you can, or you can just listen to my voice. I recognize the fact I have access to these resources. I have used these resources in the past, even though the situation wasn't exactly the same. And I give myself permission to receive this resource again. To access this resource again. To recognize I am worthy of this resource again. That it is safe for me to access this resource again. And I give myself permission to also recognize that this is not a resource that I can use just once. It doesn't just have to be a tool that I'm carrying with me. But instead, it is something that I can integrate. To access in conscious, unconscious, and subconscious ways. And I recognize as I access this resource again, it's not a limited resource. I'm not going to run out of it. But it can be a part of me. I also give myself permission to integrate this in a safe way. That I don't have to bring it on all at once. But can do it in a way that makes sense for me. And what I want you to do now is just turn to that successful younger version and just thank it for being successful. Thank it for being willing to try. Thank it for showing the way that it is possible. And take a nice big deep breath. And now I want you to do is I want you to think of today, or if it's late in the day for you, think of tomorrow. And I want you to imagine yourself using this new resource as you navigate the day today. Courage, belief, knowledge, asking for support. Getting up after you've fallen down. Not taking rejection personally, whatever that resource is that you just picked up. And it doesn't even have to be in the context of the limits that we're trying to break through in this program. Just see yourself using it. See yourself bumping into a circumstance where it'd be necessary or useful, and to see yourself naturally gravitating towards it. Nice big deep breath. Give me a big stretch and move around. So when I was playing around with this yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, because I always think in terms of tools, for me, as I did this exercise, I imagined that I had like, The little bitty pouch that Hermione had when they went on the run, that was this little bitty bag, but it had infinite size so they could stuff everything needed in this little bag. And so I imagine I have that little bag. And it's because I think in terms of tools, I see them coming as these tools. And it's like all of these different magical objects that are glowing and are bejeweled and whatever. And just being able to stick them in there. And because the bag weighs so little, I'm adding all of these resources. And so as I'm playing with that, like the part of me that for me, the place that I am most successful in moving forward is a playful, curious place. So oftentimes when I go into something like this, the part of me that is struggling and being equipped is a much younger version of me, because it is the heroic, fearless, engaged, curious 10, 11, 12, 13 year old version of me. And that's just where I live, and that's where I go from. Like some people, when I do this, it's very professorial when they're getting these sorts of things because they're used to being a student stepping in a classroom and that sort of thing. So as you build an image like this, build it in the context of the way that you integrate and the way that you learn and the way that you take action that makes the most sense. I didn't share my particular experience afterwards because I didn't want to make you think that it had to look like mine does, because I want it to look like the way you do. So this is a little more of an esoteric tool. When I provide the workbook at the end of all of this, I'm going to go through and give written explanation of every single one of these steps and some sample things so you can tap along so you don't have to come back to this audio. And you'll so like kind of like for those of you that did the 5 a.m. Action Club, this what I'm showing you right now is the worksheet version of it. And then at the next week sometime, you'll get a workbook version of all of these things where I'm going to explain all this stuff in detail, especially as I go through the notes and all of that sort of stuff, so we can get it really good and comprehensive for you. So as you experience that, questions, comments, concerns, things that don't feel clear, really interesting things that popped to mind as we were doing it, like what did you notice as we kind of worked our way through that this morning? Megan.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah.
I was really fascinated when we'd gone through the process and then you said thank that small, that younger part of you for the gifts that it's got. And I thought, oh my God, I felt this feeling of it's like your boss doesn't recognize you until the day you're retiring. It's like, I haven't recognized that part and thanked it for the good work and the achievement that it's done. It was like, oh, you know, I'm proud. Finally, she's acknowledged me, you know?
Yeah. One of the things that I'm doing more and more when I'm doing, like oftentimes we look at something that is younger that struggled through it, they're like, oh, I just barely got through. I can't believe it struggled so much. But like when I'm spending a lot of time with my inner child stuff recently, I'm giving it lots of totems associated with heroic stuff, capes and magic boots and whatever, because the younger version of me was so ill-equipped to deal with those things. And the fact that I got through it was a sense, not a survival, it was, oh my gosh, was that little version of me so amazing. It was a hero that it got through this stuff and being able to go like doing exactly that sort of thing. And what's really cool when we do that is both parts of us get to stand taller. The younger part, because it's recognized, goes, yes, I am super awesome. And because that is a part of us as well, we get the opportunity to go, yes, I did that and I can do it again. So I love the fact that that is something that stood out really particularly for you, because it's something in the last 18 months I've really been leaning into when going to that younger part and doing exactly that, because it just has this cascading, rippling effect through not just that moment, but now and how all of that's integrated. So I'm glad that showed up for you.
And I think it's different too. Like before, when you've done parts work, it's, yeah, this little person's scared. And you say, yeah, you know, you're okay. Thank you for that. Yeah. It's totally different than to actually acknowledge that you actually did something and it was valuable. Yeah. Thank you.
Because most of the time when we're doing parts work, we're going back to heal something that is younger. And this is a different opportunity where we're going back to celebrate and draw on that experience. And so when we're doing the healing, sometimes we'll go, oh yeah, you did a really great job. In this case, we walk through the door going, you're awesome. Give me something from that particular experience, which is not something that we often do. And it's true inside of all of our relationships. Like oftentimes we don't turn to the people around us going, oh my God, you're absolutely amazing. This is such a beautiful thing that you are doing and saying that particular thing. Like helping to be in touch with that stuff. Like I send 4 handwritten thank you notes a week at this point in my life. Just again, to keep touching into that particular piece, because we both stand taller when we do that thing, the thing we are thanking and our connection to that. So that's really cool. Awesome. Cool. Other thoughts or other things that came percolating into your head? Let's see here. What I've got in the chats. Sense of inhibition. Love that. Yeah, Beth, I love that. The fact that we're able to recognize, oh my gosh, there were all of these little angels around us doing small things, helping us along. And it's so easy to miss that until we look at it really, really closely. Awesome. Well, any other thoughts or feedback? Or, you know, this is one of those ones that for me is just like the land of fairy tale physics, where I love doing transformation and just playing around with this. This is one that as you do this and as you play with it more, your style and your form and your rhythm might not follow the 9 steps that I've laid out for you today, but it's an opportunity for you to just continue to play in that particular way. So as you step into this, I would encourage you to approach it with a sense of curiosity and play. I wonder what would happen if I played with this, because it's just so much easier when we're doing things in a playful way. We need a month of at least this style of tapping. Somewhere in the back of my head, there is a fairy tale physics school of transformation that I have been playing with all of these little bitty tools. So we might have to do something with this as we move forward for sure. Younger self was only back in March. That's so awesome, Emma. Like oftentimes when we think younger self, we're thinking when I was 7, when I was 9, like we have been overcome. I was overcoming things yesterday. And it's easy for me to miss the fact that I was overcoming things just yesterday, but that's a part that I can access and resource. And so that's really cool to mention that. You know, we call it inner child work, and regularly with some of my clients, we land in our 30s and our 40s, and child is just younger in this particular case. Awesome. Good stuff. I'll get you a video and an audio version of this. I don't know if you noticed on the website below the video that I put for the YouTube video, I also put an MP3 version of it. So for something like this, if you want to download the MP3 and stick it on your phone and just take it as a visualization to guide you through where you don't have to be sitting at your computer, that is the reason why that is there in that particular way. I'll give you the updated version of the worksheet with the steps in it. As limiting beliefs, I also appreciate the fact a number of you have been going into that form going, ooh, these are the things that I'm noticing that I'm doing differently. I love hearing those stories as well. So I'm going to put the link to the form in the email that I send you guys in about 35 minutes. As these things keep popping up, keep sending them in, because you don't realize the really cool library of tapping scripts and limiting beliefs that we're going to have on Friday first to have this giant laundry list to go, ooh, is it this or is it that? Don't quite have it figured out, but I've figured out a really cool way of going after that particular thing. I realized Sunday afternoon, I can't wait to be able to do it. So awesome. Have an awesome, awesome Wednesday morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. I will see you the exact same time tomorrow wearing the exact same shirt. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will talk to you guys real soon. Thanks for hanging out this morning. Bye-bye.